this of them legalizing it and taxing it, because wouldn't it cost them so much more money?
I don't think it would cost them that much more money.
Wouldn't you want to keep it illegal and get it at
Matty
the price
T,
you can get
what's your
at
position
now?
On that?
It's much better legalized.
Okay. There you go. You've got to
pay
more.
And the price up isn't that much.
Who am I to argue with the blunt measurer back there?
I don't know. Do you want to have some shady character in charge of your supply, or do you want to have a bunch of different stores competing for your business?
Yeah. Would you rather buy your Budweiser from the C-Mart, or would you rather go to some backwoods?
Do you want to buy it from some guy that made it in a bathtub?
Okay. How much is an ounce?
I don't know.
Does anybody know how much it costs? Because it's $300 in Colorado.
I'm at a loss.
Matty T, you
that's because it's
idea?
So good.
If weed is so, if weed is
varying levels, like craft beer versus you know PBR.
Well, why do you got to buy your weed like from a seedy character? Can't you buy it from an upstanding?
Because
citizen?
The whole nature behind selling marijuana is illegal. So only somebody that is willing to do illegal things is willing to sell it.
Mm. Oh, I get it,
Daryl.
Hey, did it give an address of where this took place?
Yes, JFK and McCain.
Okay, I live in the same neighborhood he does.
Okay.
I call it just a nice little middle-class neighborhood. I mean, I've never met him. I've met his folks before. They're good people. The notoriety of this is, you know, it'll all blow over. He's a good kid. We all agree with that.
Yep.
It'll pass. Don't blame the cops either. When I'm driving in the neighborhood at 2:30 in the morning, there isn't a soul on McCain Drive at 2:30 in the morning. Nobody's there. It's all old people up there, mostly, for the children, so don't blame them. They're looking for something to do to stay awake. I've been pulled over by them, and you know I'm a 50-year-old male that you know doesn't have anything to hide, but they'll get me too if you're up there looking for something.
How far is your neighborhood from JFK and McCain?
Well, you know where Northeast or Lakewood Middle School, all that. We're talking right there beside McCain Mall area.
Mm. So he was close to home.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very close to
Look,
home.
Bro, I've been pulled over in my own driveway two different times, I swear to you. True story. Police followed me right into my driveway, and they're like, "It's the look on their face is hilarious. They're like, you live here? I'm like, yeah. They're like, all right, don't do that again.
Well, once again, those cops that's up funny. There, I agree. I get mad at them when they pull me over, but at the same time, you know, they catch people doing things every day. And yep. Unfortunately, this is one where we want to point fingers.
It's a thankless job.
Look, will you put it? Yeah.
It's a tough job. It is a tough job.
So no one's really at fault. It was unfortunate. But like mm-hmm. I said, he was in that neighborhood because I'm assuming he was on spring break. I don't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. He will. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's where he lives. You know, give him a break. Yeah. He's there. Now, you know, he wasn't being as crazy as doing donuts in the parking garage.
No question.
But,
on the scale of stupidity, this is way down on my list for sure, Derek.
Right. But still, he's. You know, it's still silly. I mean,
I just don't understand the fascination with driving around to smoke weed. I've seen it a million times happen.
I can absolutely agree that it's stupid to drive around in your car smelling like weed.
You know what we just found, Matt? Middle ground. Daryl, thank you for the call.
And also having it in visible sight.
Yeah, that's
don't ever drive with it in your console.
Bad idea. Mike hung up.
And I wish Tenpenny the best. I hope he comes out of it, learns a lesson, goes on to have a great career. But on the police side of things, you know, 2:30 in the morning is prime time to catch DUIs. And, you know, a lot of times they just pull you over just to see if you've been drinking.
Well, that's called profiling.
You know, and I mean, the thing is.
Matt, don't say that ever again, please, because it's not what it is. And I'm getting.
Just because you're out at 2:30 in the morning, you're
probably
drunk.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I got no problem with a cop pulling folks over.
That's why they have checkpoints. No, that's why they have checkpoints.
But here's a point I wanted to make. If a lot of times they will recognize your vehicle if you go into work, and after a few times they see who you are and what vehicle you drive, they leave you alone because they know what you're about. You know, so I don't know. I would not blame the police on this.
No, I think you should not do that. Yeah,
of course you shouldn't.
I don't blame the police, but I blame the law.
I have an issue with the police at the University of Arizona with some of the stuff they did with those students that were upset after the Wisconsin game, although they did assemble in the same way they assembled after a couple of Arizona wins in the NCAA tournament. That I have an issue with. I have an issue with a girl who's standing minding her own business being tackled by an officer for no apparent reason.
Right.
I have issues with those things. I don't have an issue with this. I think the guy said it best. I wouldn't say quite nobody's at fault here, but at the end of the day, Matt's point, while I don't agree with it not being newsworthy, I agree with Matt, it is not a huge deal, and this will all sort of go away tomorrow, but it's newsworthy for today. Anyway.
It is newsworthy because he was a headliner.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, again.
If you, I don't know.
I guess
we just had maybe what 25 calls.
I guess it's newsworthy.
It's certainly something people are interested in.
I wouldn't say it's not newsworthy. I was just surprised that it was such a big deal. One of the callers that didn't hang on, unfortunately, his point was going to be, would we make such a big deal out of it if it was a couple of open beers in the car, which is also illegal.
Was he drunk?
Well, he's drinking and driving. I would
drunk, yeah, if he's drunk, I'll tell you what. If he's sober and he has two open beers,
we would
in
also
the,
make him.
If he's not drunk and he has two open beers in the car, beer is legal. Although it's not legal to have an open container, I don't look at that the same way.
There's no open container law in Arkansas.
Right,
that's a myth.
You can't
really.
You can't have it. You like if there's an open container in your vehicle, it's not illegal.
It isn't.
It is
not.
I had no idea.
I learned that.
It's a myth.
Regardless,
what class?
Regardless, beer is not illegal in and of itself.
That's why
beer is not
so
illegal in and of itself. Marijuana is, and whether or not it should be is another debate. But that's it is at this point. So,
and Matty T, yes, I do know more about this than the average person, for a reason.
Here's the thing: whether you want to have a
not that I'm proud of it.
Shut up.
Whether you've had you want to have a legal cold beer, or you've maybe been out imbibing and somebody's giving you a ride and you're real hungry. Jim's Razorback Pizza is a great way to get something to grub on, Wally. Would you agree with that?
You know, they've started not seating anybody at my table.
Wally Hall has a plaque soon. We'll have a plaque at his...
Love the place.
But while you're there, they shouldn't do it.
And I've just described...